Quiet Life. I'm Ruth Amos, your host, and it's good to be with you today. I'm going back to just a little while ago when I had a chat to Scotty on Ultra 106.5, which incidentally you can find at ultra106five.com, about what I did on my holidays.
Hi, it's Ultra 106.5, and I'm with Ruth Amos again this morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
Yeah, we're talking about things to say yes to and things to say no to, and I think sometimes you get people that are like yes people and just want to say yes to everything. They must be exhausted.
There are so many worthwhile things you can do, and people come up and ask you, can you do this? And it means a lot to them, and it means a lot to me that it means a lot to them, and I want to say yes, but I can't say yes to everything. There are 24 hours in a day, and I need to sleep a lot of them. So,
and so a lot of the things that you want to say yes to are things that are actually really good things.
Yes,
you
know, like, absolutely.
Particularly those that go to church and stuff like that. You know, there's so many things that we could be doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're all really good things, but it's like, I can't say yes to all those things.
No, absolutely. And what I found for me is that I needed to figure out for me what it was that I was supposed to be saying yes to so that I could say no to some of these worthwhile things. If I'm not clear what my values are and what I'm supposed to be doing, then it's very hard to say no to everybody else.
Yeah. So what's your advice today?
So when I was on my holiday last week,
yeah, nice.
I did this little activity where I looked at what my top values were for living. So I Googled lists of values. I got about 150 values. Like if you just Google list of values, there's big lists come up. Printed them out, chopped them up into individual words, and then just went through them and made piles of things that I felt were really me, maybe me, and not me at all. And all of these were really, you know, like things like humour and trustworthiness and wealth and physical fitness. They're all good values. They're all good things.
Yeah.
But which ones were actually my things, the things that were right for me that guided my life and whatever? So, yes, once you do those three piles, then I got rid of the lower two piles, and then I had one pile left, which was still quite big.
Yeah.
And it took me 2.5 days and several goes, but I just gradually whittled that away. Is this really the top guiding value of my life or is it not? You know, and made it into, so I ended up with five, and then I looked at those five and thought, oh no, those bottom two actually get wrapped into the top three because these words mean whatever they mean to you. You
wow.
know, they're important. So I ended up with three top values.
Now, are you allowed to share those values?
I can share those values.
Good. All right.
So my top value is peace.
Peace.
Which was interesting. And I hope that's what I give to people when I talk to you. You know, I like to, you know, make people feel peaceful about their lives. And I like to have peace in mind. Family is up there. Really important to me. And security is my other top values. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. And the nice thing about that is once you get those top values, then that can actually frame a lot of what those other things that you say yes
to. Absolutely. They can. You can say, well, this opportunity is great, but is it going to bring peace into my life?
Does it fit into my values? Does
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
So it might be like, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know where humor stands, you know, like, but humor might be some that it's not important to you. So you go, well, okay, but that doesn't really fit into my values.
Yeah,
you know,
that's like fun. Or, you know, one of the values was adventure. If your adventure is your top value, you're going to say you're going to say yes to different things than what I say
for
sure. So yeah, it's a good thing to do. It helps you just frame what you're looking at in your life.
It was nice that you could come up with these values of, you know, peace, particularly the number one, while you're sitting on a beach on Bruny Island.
Yeah, that was quite good. It worked quite well. Oh, look, I'm doing the right thing for my life right now.
Hey, that's good. Now, is there anything you'd like to leave us with about these values before you go?
I just think to remember that they are all good values. We're not saying that this one is less good than another one. It's just really what you can try and do everything in your life, but you absolutely can't. What is important to you is actually important. And so find out what it is, do it. Live your life on purpose.
Good stuff. I like that. Hey, thank you, Ruth. Hey, what's your website again?
ruthamos.com.au.
I should remember that. I should write it down somewhere. Ruth Amos.
Not too difficult.
.com.au. Hey, thanks, Ruth. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks a lot.
I think one of the traps I fall into is thinking that what other people think is important is important, and what I think is important isn't as important. And that means that you end up running around after everybody else's dream and not actually following your own. And, I'm a writer, I write novels. It's very easy for if somebody rings up and says to me, want to go out for coffee, it's very easy for me to say, yes, I want to go out for coffee because obviously you need company and someone to talk to. And I'll just put my novel writing off until another day. And I need to learn that what I value is valuable. So that was sort of my last point with Scotty there. What you think is important is actually important. You have a job to do. I don't know if you realise this, but you were put on Earth for a reason. There is something you need to do. And finding what that is, you know, there's that quote about finding where the Earth's greatest need and your greatest joy connect. That's what you're put on Earth to do. And so, you know, doing little activities like this actually makes it easier for you to figure out what exactly you were put on Earth to do. And yes, it'll change. I don't think your top values change, but maybe the expression of how you bring that into place changes as you go through your life. Maybe, you know, when my kids were little, it was, you know, that top value of peace was worked out in making a peaceful place for my family to be, a peaceful place for us to all grow up together and live together. And I know that when we went through and did a similar thing as a family, which if you have a family, could be useful to do as well, we ended up coming up with three words: sanctuary, hospitality, and education. They were our three. So those three things are important to us as a family, making our house into a sanctuary for us and for others. And education, so vitally important. So I was teaching at the uni at that point. Moz, my husband, teaches at a high school. Jess has become a teacher. Caleb's getting himself educated. Education is actually really important to us. So those things we made into sort of our mission statement for our family. We made a big poster and we stuck it. Well, we meant to stick it up somewhere. I'm not sure that we actually did, because decorating the house isn't really high on my list of values. But, you know, it was the same thing. And so that was great. Now in my life, my top value of peace gets played out in writing and in podcasting and in things like that, as well as keeping my house a peaceful place for us and for others. So things change, but I think these deep values, they're things that you find important. I listened to a writer by the name of Joanna Penn, and yes, Penn is her actual surname, and she says a lot that her top value is freedom, and so it's important to her that she doesn't get locked in with a big mortgage and whatever. She needs to be able to be free to travel and move around and do whatever. It's a bit of a shame. She lives in the UK, so she hasn't had much freedom in the last 12 months or so, but hopefully that's coming back to her soon, and she's desperate for it. But that's how this works. And as I said, all of these values that I looked at, they're all good things. But each of us is different, and each of us holds our values differently, and each of us has a different job to do. We're made unique. It's just such an incredible thing that not one person is the same as another person. And I think that maybe if your values clash with somebody, you're going to have trouble getting along with them, but not necessarily. And sometimes it's good to be friends with people or linked up with people who value things differently to you, so that you can see how it works together, or you can stretch each other's boundaries. But in the end, these values that are yours, this is what you want to live by, and this is what gives you what you want to do. So yeah, so let's just go through it just quickly again in case you want to think about doing this yourself. The first step was to go online and just Google lists of values. And I encourage you to do that. Get some sort of list from somewhere, because if you're only going to use words that are in your head, you're not going to get enough words to go through, and you might miss something that's actually important. You'll find that a lot of these values double up. There's things that are very similar, words that seem very similar to each other. So let's see, in my list, two that I remember were finances and wealth. And, you know, they mean exactly the same thing? Not quite. But then again, this is what these words mean to you as well. Finances is definitely money, and wealth could be about the abundance of your life, you know, wealthy in people and wealthy in experiences and those sort of things as well. So, oh, it's all very, very foggy, but, it's to help you define in your mind what you want. So cut them all up. And I found this also very helpful. I guess you could do this all in a non-papery kind of way. But by the end of the process, when I was really trying to get, you know, 30 down to 15, down to 10, down to 5, I ended up doing things with these pieces of paper with the words on them, like grouping them together under things that were similar, that things that came under family, things that came under my work, for example, or things that I thought belonged together. And then I ended up putting them all in a circle so that I wasn't looking at the top of the list and thinking that one was the top value and the bottom of the list one wasn't. And I moved them around all over the place, changed them from this table to that table. So it was helpful for me to have something physical that I could actually pick up, put down. Sometimes I threw things on the throw-out pile and then picked them back up and put them back into my keep pile and so on. So, yeah, I think that if I'd done it on a computer and tried to do it digitally, it just wouldn't have worked quite as well. To get your easier self into the program, divide into three piles. So the top pile is things that are definitely me. The middle pile of things are maybe things I value. If you can look at the word and say, I value security and think, sort of, in the maybe pile. Things that are on the I value adventure, no, I don't at all, on the definitely not pile. But then when you've done that, get rid of the bottom two piles, because what you are looking for is your core values, the things that are definitely you. And then I found that I still had about 50 or 60 words in the definitely me pile, and then I had to go through and whittle them down, and it took a long time. I'd do it in the morning, and then in the afternoon I'd go back and look at it again and chuck out a couple more, and then sleep on it and come back and look at it again and chuck out a couple more, go for a walk on the beach, come back, chuck out a couple more. So it was good for me to do on holidays, but I'm sure you could do it at home during your work day and just spend 10 minutes every morning whittling it down, or put it out on a bench somewhere that you look at every time you go past and whittle it down. But in the end I had five values, and when I journaled about those five values, that's when I found the interesting thing that two of those could be incorporated into another two. So my top five values at the almost the end of the process were peace, family, security, wellness, and excellence. And that was the end of day two. And I journaled about them the next morning, and I realized that when I talk about wellness, I want to be well because I want peace in my body. I don't want my body continually fighting against me. And so while it's important because it brings me peace. And I've actually been finding lately that doing exercise for the sake of my mental health is much more enjoyable than doing exercise for the sake of my physical health. I don't actually value physical fitness very highly. I don't value adventure, and I don't value things that require me to have a physically fit body. I don't value looks so highly or anything like that. Not picking on it at all. If physical fitness is your thing, that's awesome, but it's just not how my brain works. But once I realized that doing 30 minutes of exercise a day at a heart rate of over 120 beats per minute gave me mental peace, then I'm able to get up there and do it. I'll do it even if I'm feeling like rubbish, because I know that it's going to give me the peace that I've been looking for. So wellness goes in the category of peace. And then excellence. Why do I want excellence in my workplace? Well, I want excellence in my workplace because I know that if you do excellent work, you get secure work. The more excellent your work is, or Moz actually calls it the curse of competence. When you're good at something, people give you more to do, which in a volunteer situation doesn't give you security. But yeah, the reason why I value excellence is because it gives me more security in my work situation. So then I ended up with my top three: peace, family, and security. I think family's pretty self-explanatory. Family means a lot to me, and I will do just about anything for my family. So there you go. So they're my three top values. And when I first looked at them, I have to say, I thought, oh my goodness, Ruth, these are selfish. Look at that. You want peace. You want security. What are you doing? But they're not selfish. It didn't take me too long to stop telling myself off about that. Because peace, yes, peace for myself, but I also want to work to bring peace to others. Peace is so important to me that I want everyone to be peaceful. This is why I write lovely, peaceful novels, because I want people to enjoy them and have a couple of hours of peace. It's why I make my house a peaceful place that I hope people will enjoy coming to and just being in this place of peace. It's what I, as I said before, it's what I hope to bring to my family and so on. Security, yeah. I can look for security in all the wrong places. I can look for security by saving up all my money and not spending anything and investing in the stock market and making sure that I've got billions and billions of dollars. But if I do that, well, the Bible will actually call me a fool, because the stock market might crash and I could lose it off all overnight, or to be honest. If I die, what good does this do me? It doesn't do me any good. So it's what I find my security in, and finding my security in God is really what I'm trying to do. If I place my security in God, then I'm like the tree in Psalm 1, the tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf doesn't wither. So security on itself is not a selfish thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just a value, but it's how I live these values out. I think that your values are your great strengths and your great weaknesses. And just like everything else, everything that is a strength can also be a weakness. It is up to you how you live it out. So I think this is an excellent activity to prayerfully undertake. I don't really think that you need 3 days away in silence and solitude to do it, though it was a good use of my time on my holidays. But I do think it's a really good idea to do, because as I have found it actually helpful as the weeks have gone past since my holidays, to sort of say, oh, why am I doing this? Yes, because it brings me peace. Or what do I want to do? Do I want to do that? No, because it doesn't fit into my top values or where I see myself. There are many other ways of deciding what you should and shouldn't do, and I hope that we'll go through a few more of those as the podcast goes on. But yeah, I encourage you to have a look at your top values and figure out what they are. And if you have done, or if you do this exercise, please let me know. I'd really love to hear what your top values are. You can drop me a line. You can find me at Ruth Amos Author on Facebook, or you can go to ruthamos.com.au and drop me a line in the contact box. And I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, I will be chatting to Scott again pretty shortly, and then I'll be reporting back to you on what we talked about, and I will see you then.